What's happening, world? Welcome to an episode of the Brand New Show. I am Brand New, and of course, like always, on all podcast platforms, Brand New Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand New Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brand New Show. You can go watch the visual of this episode, and of course, subscribe, comment, do it all, man, over there, man. I hope you guys enjoy the new episode that's out right now, Point of View and Random Shit. This is Life and Times with Music, The Debate, and of course, like always, on all the all my debate shows, I am looking forward to the comments that's about to be seen. So today's debate is The Weeknd, the artist, The Weeknd, and of course, I will be debating my two favorite albums by The Weeknd. I thought I did this before. I don't remember, but I thought I did it before. But since I can't remember, I'm gonna do it again. So as you know, the debate is very simple. I picked the two. I start off with the two opening tracks, and then I go down the list. And until I have a decisive, if it's a split, when it comes to the split between the tracks, which this could become, then I would just pick my favorite album out of this, and then I'll talk about that. But if it's just 100% decisively one side, then it's just like, okay, yeah. So I'm going to start off by saying this. I kind of messed up, and I should have put the track where it was, but instead, because I had to, cause they had way more songs on it, I had to kind of like try to mismatch it. But I ended up putting the song at the end, so don't be surprised. So when you go, if you go back and look at the track list, be like, well, this song was supposed to be here. I know, I fucked up. So, you know, because I had to try to like put the best 14 songs of this album on this list to go up against the 14 songs of this one. So, the two albums that I will be debating for the weekend is After Hours versus Starboy. Those are my two favorite weekend albums. Weekend's one of my favorite artists. So let's get into it. Starting it off, After Hours. Alone Again is track one versus Starboy off of Starboy. I fought with Alone Again. The beat, the production, everything, his voice on it, amazing. But can you ever go against Daft Punk? Probably not. And that is why Starboy is taking the dub right here. Party Monsters track two off of Starboy versus Too Late off of After Hours. Party Monster. Track three is Hardest to Love off of After Hours versus False Alarm off of Starboy. False Alarm is hard. Alright. Scared to Live is track four off of After Hours versus Reminder off of Starboy. Reminder. Track five is True Colors off of Starboy versus Snow Child. Okay, the first four was kind of easy for me. I'm not even going to lie. This is where it kind of gets interesting because I have no clue what's about to happen here. I fuck with True Colors. True Colors is my shit. But Snow Child is just different, man. It feels like the winter. Feels like this. I ain't even in one of those conditions like where I can feel snow every, but it feels like the winter. You know what I'm saying? It feels like that when you listen to that song. You're like, damn, you feel like the winter, bro. And that's why I'm going with it. Track six is Escape from LA versus Sidewalks off of Starboy. I fuck with Sidewalks. I fuck with that song. Song dope as a son, bitch. It ain't fucking with Escape from LA. I'm sorry. It's just not fucking Escape from LA. I like the Kendrick versus, but it just, I can't win it. Track 7 is Heartless off of After Hours versus Track 7, 6 Feet Under off of Starboy. I fuck with 6 Feet Under. Future being on that bitch too is even fire. But Heartless is the shit. Track 8 is Fate off of After Hours versus Love to Lay. Off of Starboy. Damn. Love to Lay is fire. It is a fire fucking song. But I love Fate, man. I think Fate is dope as a son of a bitch. It's one of them songs where you, if you listen to those four songs back to back, you'll be like, okay, that's perfect. You go from a slow to, again, a little bit high, a little slow still, and then it goes up, tick, and then it comes right back down with Fate. Yeah, man. Track 9 is Blinding Lights off of After Hours versus Attention off of Starboy. I have this thing called I don't like big songs. I don't like massive fucking songs where you can't even turn on a radio and every time you turn on a radio, you hear this shit. Blinding Lights is one of them type of songs. I actually like Blinding Lights, but it's not as great as everybody thinks it is. But Attention is that shit. And I'm going with Attention. Track 10, Ordinary Life off of Starboy versus In Your Eyes. I fuck with In Your Eyes. I love Ordinary Life too. But In Your Eyes, even the remix for Doja Cat. Fire. Fire fucking song. Track 11, Save Your Tears off of After Hours versus All I Know. For All I Know. With Future, shit fire. Save Your Tears, my shit. Track 12, Repeat After Me off of After Hours versus Die For You off of Starboy. Die For You. I'm not even going. Die For You is literally my favorite Weeknd song. It's not even a conversation there. Track 13, I Feel It Coming featuring Daft Punk again versus After Hours. I feel like kind of feels like just an old 80s song that you just fuck with. And this is the track 14, which I had to kind of like mix, kind of put on here. And that is Secrets off of Starboy versus Until I Bleed Out off of After Hours. I fuck with Secrets, man. So, tie it up. 6 to 8. Starboy. And Starboy's gonna take it today too. I love After Hours. After Hours is an amazing body of work by The Weeknd. A lot of massive hits. Escape from LA, Snow Child are like two of my favorite Weeknd songs, like ever. But Reminder, Attention, Die For You, I Feel It Coming. There's nothing touching them songs by The Weeknd. Maybe his earlier work. That's about it. Like, even Party Monster, Frost Alarm, Starboy. Even with True Colors, that song is fire. Love to Lay is fucking fire. And that is the thing, man. So, yes, Starboy takes it today, man. And be on the lookout, man, because I will be doing an artist versus artist debate between Bruno Mars and The Weeknd. So, that is definitely coming soon. But until then, go to The Weeknd. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Until next time, I am Brandon Janu. Peace.